This is a Gentleman's Conversation podcast. I am Jay.
And I am Dre.
We're just here doing what we do on this lovely, when you hear this, it'll be Monday. What's going on with you today?
I went fishing and caught some nice looking bass. I'm considering myself a fisherman.
Did you catch bass or did you catch... Okay, so...
Nope.
So, Dre is my cousin. Mm-hmm. He's also married with children.
Yep.
I am... Don't worry about what I am. Just don't try to come at me, okay? Just don't try
slide
to come at me.
Slide into his DMs.
Do not... slide into anyone's DM on this podcast, please. We are not looking for anything that you are trying to solicit. So tell us about this bass. Was it big? Was it small?
So check it. I have been out there a couple of times before. And you know, I'm fishing for bluegill. So for y'all don't know, look it up, Google it, whatever. And so, you know, I catch my bluegill, I'm reeling it in, and this big bass been trying to eat my fish for about 3-4 weeks. So I got fed up, and I caught his ass today.
That's the move. Did you take him to the taxidermy so you can put him on the wall?
Nah.
You let him go?
I let him go.
So you know just because you let him go, he's going to keep coming back.
And when he come back, I'm going to get his ass again.
You're going to try to eat all your fish again. Yeah. That's what's up. I did absolutely nothing today. Kind of rode around on the motorcycle a little bit earlier.
Ooh, I got a bike. Look at me.
2019 Electric Glide Harley Davidson.
2009 Toyota Yaris. Shit, no niggas.
That's what's up. Let's see what we got going today. I know we're gonna cut this short, even though it's our first episode. We appreciate you all for listening in. We're not gonna cut it short, but I'm just letting y'all know it's not going to be as long as it would be because Dre has to do family things.
Yep.
But let's talk about this upcoming season for band music.
Mm-hmm.
For all you band heads out there, we too, and I too, am a band head. We both subscribe to Southern University
Human Jukebox Media.
Just to let y'all know, don't come for us. Don't at me.
I mean, we listen to everybody media, but
yeah,
I'm a huge
Human Jukebox
Southern fan.
Listen, there's no better brass in the land.
None.
A
little backstory. We were in our high school band at Brainerd High School, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Best band in the world.
Best band in the world.
And I played mellophone.
I played cymbals.
And he went off to play in college.
At Lincoln University.
And I played in college too, but...
We're not going to get into that one.
I didn't play at HBCU. But I went over there and changed some shit around.
Yeah,
I would know.
Yeah,
that.
You did.
I write music for y'all. You know, don't know that.
Write music.
Like I write, right.
If any college needs any assistance in their mm-hmm. writing
mm-hmm.
department,
mm-hmm.
holler at us.
Yeah, I arranged for Brainerd High School, and UTC.
University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. That's right. Go Mocs. Right, right, right.
Hometown team.
And I've been doing that since 2005.
Ooh.
So.
Man's got talent.
Oh, game. Oh, he a game. But, so this season, man. It's going to be exciting. They got a battle coming up in Houston.
There is a battle coming up in Houston.
Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
I was going, but I won't be able to make it.
What?
Won't be able to make it.
Hold up. What?
Yeah, I won't be able to make it.
What happened, man?
Family reunion.
Oh, Lord.
Wife said, got to go. I'm going to go. But.
Family.
Dallas.
Dallas.
In October.
Shout out to Dallas.
I'll be there.
Fort Worth area.
And the Boombox is in November. Jackson State Southern.
Jackson.
Best game ever.
State Southern University.
Two of the top.
Two of the top bands.
Love it. Love it, love it.
In the land.
So, I don't want to talk too much about it because the season ain't started yet.
Yeah, but they out there practicing, you know.
Right,
so,
right now.
Right now, band camp is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I remember those days.
Yeah, at UTC it was kind of white.
That wasn't band camp. That was
rehearsal. That's what they called it. Rehearsal. It wasn't practice. It wasn't band camp. It was rehearsal.
Y'all had rehearsal.
Rehearsal.
All summer long.
No, it was like about an hour or so. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Dead ass. That's white folks term. Dead ass, dude.
Dead ass is not just a white folks term, man.
That's where
ass.
It came from.
Wow. Wow, sir. Don't at me, at him. So
Andre Jarrell. Let me what's my Instagram? Hold on. Oh, I don't even know what my shit is.
Shout out your Instagram.
Hold on. Andre Robinson official on IG.
On IG. Andre Robinson official on IG. Go check him out. Mr. Fashion.
You'll be surprised.
Mr. Fashion.
But we'll get into that.
He also does production.
Dope. That beat you heard on the intro. That's me. I sampled somebody's shit. Don't sue me. Do not sue me because you ain't going to get nothing.
Super dopeness.
Yeah. So what's next, man? Where we at? What else we talking about?
Let's see. We covered band. I still want to talk about band, but we can go on.
We'll come back to that. Sports.
All right. Oh Lord. Westbrook.
Rockets.
Houston.
I say it'll work.
Did it work in Oklahoma City?
Man, that's when James was coming off the bench. But me personally, you know, I don't give a fuck what they do. I'm Lakers. And I'm only Lakers because of LeBron James.
LeBron James
can go play for Olivet Baptist Church.
Wow, sir.
And guess what? I'm going to have on me an Olivet Baptist Church jersey.
Disrespectful. A LeBron James Olivet Baptist jersey.
Mm-hmm. Wherever he go, I go. That's my nigga, bro. Like, we like the same age, bro. He came out of high school 03. I did too, you know, so... That's like my nigga, though.
Okay.
He just like a billionaire.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Not yet. Speak those things that are not as though they
are. Oh, I know.
All that. So, okay. LeBron James, Anthony Davis.
It's a good look, man.
Little dynamic duo. They're not the only dynamic duo.
Don't put
though.
That little shit in front of it to try to downgrade it. Don't put that little shit. You know how girls be like, oh, I seen you with your little friend.
With your little friend.
That's when they hating.
Ooh.
That's when they be hating.
Are we hating? No, I'm not hating. They got a little dynamic duo, but they not the only dynamic duos out there.
Man, fuck Paul George.
It's a dynamic duo.
And fuck Kawhi Leonard. Them
in the
cold.
Same center.
Them niggas cold. The Staples Center.
Staples Center finna be bombed this year.
Like super lit. Every game. No matter who playing.
It don't matter. Staples Center is gonna be bombed.
They might as well build on top of that motherfucker.
Oh yeah. Watch. Somebody gonna get a new stadium.
They gonna have to.
They gonna have to.
Yeah. Who gonna leave?
Who? Okay.
The winner should stay and the loser Ooh. Should leave. We need to call that.
And I dig that.
Put that shit up.
Yeah.
In the air.
Yeah. I don't think San Antonio's my team. So I don't think San Antonio's gonna do much this year.
You're old Skip Bayless ass nigga. Ain't
Listen,
you?
Man.
Oh, fuck you, Skip. If you listening.
Listen. So, dead ass. San Antonio is the best team ever in life. Don't at me. Don't at me.
They had a good run.
So speaking of San Antonio, Tim Duncan came back.
Yeah, he on the bench, coaches.
He's an assistant coach now.
He need a fucking stylist. Big jeans ass. And he need whatever the fuck he got on his head, he need to cut that shit off. In all due respect. I think I can say that when I say that, right? I can talk shit when I say.
Oh, you talk as much shit as you want to.
But that makes it okay when I say, in all due respect.
In all due respect.
Because I respect you.
Fuck.
You need to hire me. God damn it. I know some folks down in Texas.
She
dope. Oh. Shout out Tiff.
Shout out Tiff.
You gotta listen to this shit to hear your shout out.
Oh Lord.
If you don't listen, you don't hear your name called.
Wow. Actually while we shouting out real fast. This has actually been a long time coming. About 5 years. A podcast was supposed to be put out 5 years ago. Didn't happen. I've been listening to podcasts since podcasting was not as big as it is now. I was listening on Blog Talk Radio and a bunch of other things. But here recently, for a while now, I've been listening to The Reality Is with Artesia and...
Nigga, I don't know what you be listening to.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah.
He I hope he doesn't listen to this. I mean, I hope he listens, but they are from a Roberts Media Group. Mm-hmm. Dope media company. They have a few podcasts up underneath them. I want to shout them out. Support them, so yeah, shout out them. They're actually the reason I said that is because they're from Texas. They're in Dallas.
Man, you need to be trying to go down there when we go to Dallas. October 19th, Texas Southern versus Southern. Mm. We in there.
I don't know
where you gonna be, but I'm in there.
How many days you staying?
We leaving. See, here's the thing. We're gonna go down there. We're gonna leave Thursday, and we'll probably come back. Sunday.
So here's the thing.
Man,
I could take a day.
Better take two of them hoes.
What time Thursday are y'all leaving?
I don't know, man. I can't tell it off the air.
Are y'all
man.
Driving?
Yeah, probably. We did last year. I like the road. I like the open road, y'all. I like seeing the trees and the birds and shit. And the mountains. Hey, but driving into Shreveport. With all them lights and casinos and shit. Mm-hmm. When I tell you that shit was so goddamn beautiful.
Yeah.
I wanted to turn around and drive back in that motherfucker.
Why didn't you?
I was tired. But that shit was so beautiful.
That's what's up. Yeah. So, yeah. We'll talk about this one.
Mm-hmm. Man, what the?
What?
He had a brain fart, guy. I'm over here waiting on him, though.
Oh, sorry. I was actually reading a text message.
Somebody in his DMs. DMs.
Nobody's in the DMs. Don't nobody want to be in my DMs, no way.
I know a good two.
Oh, Lord. I'm good. Don't do it. I don't.
They gonna hear this. I'm gonna send them the link directly.
Wow. So please don't. Please don't. I already know who you talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-mm. That ain't how we do this, man. You trashy.
I'm just here to hook everybody up. I'm the love doctor.
Wow. Love below.
So if y'all out there single and y'all need a hook up, hit me up. I'm a pair you up.
Pair
you up.
That's what's up.
Let me put this shit on a t-shirt. Pair you up.
Pair you up. So, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
What's your definition of a gentleman?
Man, be honest with you. A gentleman can be a dog.
A gentleman can be a dog. A gentleman absolutely can be a dog.
I don't know. It's about, I guess, the way you carry yourself, what you dress, you know, your demeanor, all that.
That's not a definition. You're describing.
Man, well, motherfucker, you do it. That's what I got out the lesson. All my church people.
This is what we're not going to do. We're a podcast that does not talk about politics or religion. Ekshne on the unkum shne.
Hey, whatever it feels my heart, oh, I'm going to say it.
Isha da 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 da. Let's see. Oh, so a gentleman is pretty much what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about how you carry yourself, how you talk, how you present, you know, face to the general public. But like you said, a gentleman can be a dog.
And then a dog can be a gentleman.
Oh, hell. Wow.
That was
Wow. Yeah, I'm thinking about that. That was deep, wasn't it? A dog can be a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it, but okay.
It can. He can cheat on you and then... and send you home in a nice Uber.
Wow.
I don't know. Sir,
why are you like this?
My mom and dad.
Oh, wow.
That's why I'm like this.
I will legit tell them when I see them. Let's talk about fashion.
Yes.
What's going on? Hold on. Go back to sports, because we're really not done with sports. I mean, football season is coming. No. We talked about college, bands. But
mm-hmm.
College football.
That's your shit, right?
So don't at me. I am a Duke University football fan.
Time out. Flag on the play. Offsides. Safety. God damn it.
And we,
neutral zone,
the
infraction.
First game of the season, we play Alabama in Atlanta.
This nigga said he a Duke.
We're
going to
win. Let's go, Blue Devils.
How the fuck
Houseway.
Did you become a Duke?
So I listen.
Football.
Listen, don't at me.
Please at his ass. God damn it. What the?
Duke football, Duke basketball.
I understand.
And Duke baseball. Stick with one school if you're going to do it.
Nah, bullshit.
Stick with one school if you're going to do it.
No, because I like Hurricanes football. And Kentucky basketball.
Wow.
I know that shit kind of off.
And then you talk about me.
I don't like Duke football. Who the fuck? Who they starting quarterback? What's his name?
He just left.
Oh, so you don't know who the fuck the nigga is.
I don't know who we have coming up. He legit got drafted to the Giants.
Duke football. This nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't at me, bro.
Y'all better at his ass. At the fuck out of them.
So, going into this college season.
Go Canes.
The University of Miami actually looks good in the ACC.
Yeah, but if we can get that damn white boy out of Clemson, that motherfucker bad. That's a bad-ass white boy.
He's
a badass white boy. I want him to get drafted by the Patriots.
So the Rams won the Super Bowl.
No, the fuck they didn't. Thomas Edward Brady the fifth, or whatever the fuck his name is. Got six of them things. Six of them hoes. And he going for number seven.
The LA Rams.
They did not win. I don't know what game you was watching. You must have been watching when they beat the Titans or some shit.
They got another one. The Patriots got another one.
You got six of them.
I wouldn't know. No. Hold on.
They got six, bro.
Hold up.
Don't look the shit up. I'm telling you. I'm a fucking fan.
Hold on.
Bruh.
Just because you're a fan don't mean you're right.
Six.
It don't matter.
Somebody cue up Future and Drake's motherfucking... You Googling it? Google. How many rings? Mm-hmm. You just don't even ask him about the Patriots. Just ask about Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. How many he got?
Oh, that was...
Make sure you spell his name right. T O M.
I did 18 instead of 19. Hold on. Because they lost to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're right.
You damn right I'm right.
I digress. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I take it back.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams did not win the Super Bowl. I was hoping.
But?
That they would win the Super Bowl. They got cheated.
No, they didn't.
They got cheated out of the Super Bowl.
They got that ass whipped.
I don't know. I don't watch NFL.
I watch it all. God damn it. NFL. I don't watch. I tell you what I don't watch. Duke football. The fuck? Duke football.
Yeah. Duke football.
So.
Basketball season.
Miami Hurricanes.
Hurricanes football. ACC. ACC is kind of tight this year.
And what are we talking about? Football?
Clemson football. Duke is right up there. Clemson.
I used to like Florida State, but
they kind of fell out. Hold on, you a bandwagon?
No.
You can't like two more than one team.
No. Okay. I'm a diehard
Canes fan.
Yes.
Okay.
But I liked.
Oh, okay. Florida State. I mean, it was.
And then
there's a rival.
Right. So when they play, I'm going for Miami.
Wow.
But. I can like them.
Sir.
I can like them.
Sir.
I can.
Why are you like this?
Bruh.
So.
Not to mention that Florida State produced one of the best, greatest NFL players ever. Deion motherfucking Sanders.
Deion Sanders.
That's my nigga, bro. I thought I was that nigga when I played football, bro. Wow. I had the whole little headband around my neck and shit.
A lot of people
with the bandana and shit.
Prime time.
I was that nigga. I wore number 3, but I was that nigga. I couldn't get number 2 at the time. Or number 21.
21?
Yeah.
Savage?
No.
Oh. Did he play football?
I'm almost certain he didn't. That nigga ain't even from here. That nigga from overseas somewhere. He had all his food.
He's from England.
Yeah, that ain't gonna fight.
London. He's from London. So, all right. Back to SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got coming out of the SEC? Alabama?
Probably so.
Georgia?
Yeah. Georgia be doing good and they just fuck up.
Just fall off.
They just fuck up.
Wow.
They just, in the big games, they have dumb play calling. So.
Yeah, I see Alabama coming out.
They damn Hawaiian. He a bad boy.
And his brother's there.
So it's two tools?
It's two.
It's two tools?
To hula hoops.
Two.
I apologize to Tahuahua.
Whoever the fuck that is.
That's whatever.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's two of them. Mm-hmm. His brother was recruited last year. That's why.
He played quarterback too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
Mm.
Yeah. The parents was like, hey, this is where you going.
You never think a motherfucker from Hawaii would go to Alabama.
They happen.
Oh, well.
I mean, Saban.
So, I'm going to say SEC, Alabama, ACC, just cause that's my team.
Duke.
I'm Canes. Do they play this year?
Mm-hmm.
When they play?
Let's look this up.
And we're going to bet.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what we're going to bet.
These last $2.
Damn right.
I'm not going to lose.
We can bet like Skip and Shannon. They be betting Mountain Dews and shit.
Man. A whole.
But I don't really like Mountain Dew. What's your drink?
I don't drink. So I'm. You can get me a kombucha.
A who?
Kombucha.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, wow. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Hey, if y'all know what that is, please.
Please add him.
And let me know what that is.
Add him and let him know what kombucha is. So it's a live culture.
Mm-hmm.
You on it? Never mind.
No.
Never mind. Don't. Oh.
It sounds like a.
Why does Duke second game we play A&T? North Carolina A&T.
Well, that's a win. I'll tell you that much.
Then we play MTSU.
That's a.
Then Virginia Tech.
That's a loss.
Then Pitt. Then Georgia Tech. Then Virginia. Then play North Carolina. Notre Dame.
Where them Canes at?
Syracuse.
Where them Canes at?
Wake Forest.
Boo.
November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Where they playing at?
In Durham.
How far is that from here?
8 hours. You know, I used to live in Durham.
Ain't bad at all.
I can take you right to the field. 8 hours. You let me know if you want to go. I might have to do that. November 30th.
If y'all listening, y'all stay in Durham. Find us a hotel right now.
I got people in Durham.
Oh, never mind.
It's Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't do hotels.
Hey man, let's get to some fashion, dog.
Oh, fashion. Yeah.
Sorry, football. We need a whole hour for that shit.
Right. I'm a minimalist, so I don't know anything about fashion.
Well, step aside. So, guys, I'm a stylist, and
he is a stylist.
And I just love menswear, men's suits. I can't tell you the brands of them shits, but I know how to put shit together.
Wow.
And make it look real nice.
So, what do you think about Russell's wardrobe?
He be clean. He be hit and miss. I ain't gonna lie to you. He be hit and miss. Some shit I be like, hey. And I be like, I don't know about that, Russ. I'm gonna tell you, he be cleaner than a motherfucker. PJ Tucker. For the Rockets. Dude be clean as shit.
So it's gonna be a whole fashion show this year.
Because James be clean too. Shout out to Beard. Beard Gang. He didn't cut that goddamn mohawk off. But Beard Gang.
Squad.
Yeah, his frohawk or whatever. I like Bron. Bron be clean.
Bron does be clean. I haven't seen AD.
Yeah, because he was in New Orleans. They wasn't winning.
Truth.
He gonna be seen now.
Oh, yeah. He in L.A. too?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gonna stop. Yeah, somebody gonna snag him up.
Yep. Who else be cleaning out of my eyes? You know who I think I need more from as a whole? The Hawks. Y'all in Atlanta. Y'all gotta be clean.
You can go down there. And, what's up? Anybody who's connected to the Atlanta Hawks basketball organization, we have a stylist for you. His name is Dre.
Yep, I'm a cheap date.
Cheap date.
Yep.
Let's get it. Yeah.
But the
Trae Young and all that.
So the whole, you know, the slacks with the sneakers, love it.
Slacks and sneakers.
Love it. It's dope.
I own one. So, I have the LeBron James nine mids, the teal gray.
Mm-hmm.
They look brand new
because
I don't ever wear them. ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever wear them. That's the only basketball shoe I have.
Well, we have to go shopping.
No.
Got to go.
Who has money for shopping?
I'm a stylist, so I mean, I ain't saying I got money, but I be having to buy shit. It's like
yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
I can't be no stylist out here. I still dress like it's like I'm a group member of D4L.
Listen, I have two pair of jeans.
Okay, everybody, by the next show, his wardrobe will be updated.
I have a black pair of jeans, and I have a blue
Day, I'm just going to go through some essentials of what we need.
I have...
You're going to tell me what I'm going to talk about. I have
eight black t-shirts that are all the same. I have seven gray t-shirts that are all the same.
No! I'm going to need you to get some color in your life.
I got some dashikis.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No.
A members only jacket.
No, I got three of those.
Obama.
But it's what? It's black.
Obama. No, it's actually navy blue.
It's thin.
Isn't it?
It still needs some color.
I have a black suit.
Bruh, what's up with all? Ain't nobody that need. You want to. Taylor? Franklin Strickland? We got somebody over here.
Funeral home.
God damn it. All this black, man. Hey. Ain't nobody dead, bro.
All black everything.
No.
Okay. So.
Especially not in the goddamn summer.
And I don't wear shorts.
Lenny's ass. Come on now.
Wow.
Bro, you got to show them legs, man.
No, I'm good.
You got to show them legs.
And you know the funny thing is, I actually, you know.
You got nice legs.
I'm a tattoo artist.
I thought that's what you.
That too. No, so I'm a tattoo artist.
He did a couple of my tats on my chest.
And
hurt like hell.
Oh my God. So I've done a couple of tattoos on my own legs, and I don't even show them because I don't wear shorts.
Okay, you can wear shorts. Don't have the UPS shorts on.
No,
But
wow.
Man, put you some shorts on, man. Yeah.
No, I can't do shorts.
Get you some gray.
Never.
Get you some gray sweat shorts, and your inbox will be booming.
Wow. No, I'm good. I don't need anybody in my inbox. I told you.
Yes, he does.
I don't.
He needs some color. Take that how you want to. He needs some color.
Wow. No, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
We're going shopping. God damn it. Black. The fuck? You can't wear all black, man.
I got a gray suit, too.
Dark gray?
Yeah, charcoal.
No! Damn it, ain't nobody dead.
Italian cut.
This is going to be a struggle.
So I have several.
But yeah, which I don't understand. The nigga can dress. I don't know why he bullshit.
But I just adopted the minimalist lifestyle.
Now, granted, we do live in Chattanooga, and it be shit going on, but it don't be shit going on.
I don't go out. What do I need clothes for if I don't do anything?
I mean, well, we gonna have to start doing shit though now.
I go to work.
We gotta start doing shit now. We gotta go to bars.
We gotta
mingle.
Why would I want to mingle? Who am I mingling with?
Motherfuckers that we want to listen to our show.
And I can't wear my black t-shirt and my black jeans.
First day, and then that's it.
Every time
no.
I step up on the scene.
No. God damn it, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
That's what it's gonna be. I swear.
Maybe that's why your ass single right now. Cause they're like, oh my
Who
God.
Who said I was single?
Oh, if y'all can see me, I haven't got my hand on my chest. So who is she? Who is it?
It's a private thing, man. I'm private out here in these streets.
Wait, can you be private in the streets?
We private out here in these streets.
Okay, so you got a situation, if you
who,
will.
A who situation. Said it's a situation? I might be trying to get married tomorrow.
It's Sunday.
Who?
The courthouse
can't nobody
on Sunday. You gonna have a big shebang bang?
No,
because you ain't told me shit about it.
No,
I did. So you're not getting married tomorrow.
Okay, you're right.
Who is she?
Where's she at? Share work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who works. Don't at me.
What? All right.
I mean, because the gentlewomen out there, they have jobs.
It's the weekend. Cheers to the weekend.
Cheers to the weekend. We need a... Actually, we're looking for a female DJ. If you know any female DJs, holler at us in the Chattanooga area. We already have a bartender. They're working right now, though.
I don't drink
like that. Is it too early to drink?
I mean, nah, but I don't drink like that. I don't even know what to order when I go.
Do you like fruity drinks?
Pause. Don't judge me. But yes, I do.
That's what's up. There's nothing wrong with the fruity drinks.
Look, man, I went all my life, damn near, without just drinking. And then I got married and she turned me out.
Wow.
Wow. Here, sir. Baby. Here, baby.
Sir.
I ain't never been drunk, though.
Sir.
I like to know what's going on.
Yeah. You gotta be aware of your surroundings.
And growing up, I had friends. They weren't bad, but somebody had to be responsible.
Somebody.
And it was me.
Them band trips.
Yeah. So you know they get a little crazy. Yeah. Then you know, like I said, I was at UTC, so them white folks, they turn up to any game thing.
Listen.
Pep rally, they drunk.
There is nothing like a HBCU band trip.
Nothing, man.
HBCU band trip, you on the bus with everybody, y'all chilling.
Lit.
Litty. And then wait till you get to the hotel. Oh, God. It's going down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I prefer whiskey if I'm drinking. Like an old fashioned.
You don't as soon as you said whiskey, fashion. That old song popped into my head.
What's that? What old song?
You see, once you asked it left.
Wow.
It'll come to me.
Whiskey.
I'll remember the next show.
Oh, wow. All right. So, we're about to wrap up and get out of here so we can go and pick up the little ones. We appreciate you all listening in, tuning in.
Yep.
We will catch you all on the next. When are we recording next?
I'll let you know.
We'll post it. Before we get out of here, actually... Go ahead and hit it with your Twitter, your Instagram.
Yes, hold on. Hold what you got. My Instagram. I have three of them. I have one for my production page, one for my fashion, and one for sneakers, but don't follow that one. So, for my fashion, it is Andre Robinson Official. No spaces, no underscores, none of that shit. My producing page, if you need beats, you rappers, singers, Jarrell, Jariel _ beats. And my Twitter. Uh-oh. Plug it in. Okay, hold on. And my Twitter is The Jarrell Show. So, yeah.
And our podcast Instagram is A Gentleman's Conversation. And that's Gentleman's with an A, not an E. Conversation Pod. And that's Instagram. And our Twitter is Gentleman's Convo, at Gentleman's Convo. And that's Gentleman's Convo. We appreciate you all. We are officially out of here.
Be easy.